Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. The more is undefined. It's just more. Sometimes we'll throw a video up there. I don't know. Also, tune in Monday nights to twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. We hang out and we brainstorm about this narrative podcast that we're doing. But just subscribe to our Twitch, because Twitches don't grow without water. And the water is the subscriptions and the sunlight is the bits, I guess. I still don't know what bits are.
It's just
Yeah, so it's like we eat pennies. We're like little Marios. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, entertainer Cass Rasmussen. What up, Cass?
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, man. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you're in North Carolina now.
Yep, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Are you from there?
No.
How'd you end up there?
My brother went to school here, and then. A couple years back, I lived here for a minute, and then I moved out to LA, and then my brother had a baby, so my parents moved here and a bunch of that. So this turned into home because the little ones were floating around. So
that's cool. How racist is it out there?
It all depends. I mean, it's like anywhere. You go to certain parts, it's a little heavier than other parts. But
is there
definitely there.
Yeah, is there like a lot of Waffle Houses? You got those?
Yeah, a lot of Waffle Houses, a lot of Cracker Barrels.
What are all the chicken places?
Bojangles. They list every chicken place.
Yeah, there's like Bojangles, there's Aunt Frances, there's like Biscuit World.
Biscuit World? That sounds good. I've heard of Bojangles. I don't think I've heard of the others. Biscuit World.
Do you have KFC and Cane's?
KFC. They don't have Cane's. I think Cane's stops down in South Carolina.
Okay.
I haven't had Raising Cane's yet. Everyone loves it. Is that the chicken finger place?
No, they have. I get chicken sandwiches there. It feels like a more modern KFC with like a more homeschool feel to it. Like they have like.
But is that the place where they open one and the lines are fucking insane?
Yeah. There's one in Fort Collins, and I went to that one. And there's one in Vegas, and
yeah,
one always has huge lines.
They're huge in Louisiana and stuff.
You've never done a show before, which is insane. We've known each other for, I don't know, 15 years?
Yeah, at least.
How into the world of the paranormal or any of this stuff? Like, how into it are you?
I'm constantly checking stuff out. You know, I'm curious. You know,
what's your YouTube rabbit hole that you fall into?
A lot of times it's just something I stumble upon and it just branches off into randomness. And next thing I know, I'm learning about some weird hairy sea beast in Norwegia coming out to, you know, give people good luck or some sort of nonsense like that. Like, what is this? And then like it's just a woolly mammoth that washed ashore that thawed out or something. It's like, what is okay?
Yeah,
that's cool.
All right, well, we do something here on the show called the Wow Scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
Stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5 question quiz. At the end of the 5 questions, I'll give you a score. It can be anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. Are you ready to be Wade on the Wow Scale?
Oh, nice. Yes.
Okay.
This is great.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Say yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
What's your ideal alien, or which alien do you think exists?
I think the ones that kind of like hang out on the outskirts, you know, it's kind of like going to the zoo and like checking out something you never seen before. You're like, I've never seen that kind of animal before. I don't know how it's going to react.
Honestly, if you look at all of a lot of big events that have happened, like space shuttles taking off, and there's people like go back and old footage and find orbs everywhere. And they're like, oh, they're looking or watching what we're doing. And I'm like, yeah, they're fucking everywhere all the time.
If you think about just nowadays civilization, there's cameras everywhere. You know, they're constantly monitoring. So even if the physical alien isn't there, maybe they have technology to, you know, view something outside. Yeah, of,
you could watch the universe as as TV channels. Like, all right,
yeah, you know, like, I'll see what they're doing in, you know, whatever continent of the Earth. I was like, I don't watch that channel. I'm going to flip it over to the solar system or whatever, you know.
Do you think there's a TV channel for ghosts?
I'm sure.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah. I don't know if necessarily they're the, you know, more classic spooky ancestor kind of thing, but I think there's some sort of entity that's like in between, you know, realistic realism sort of thing, and then kind of like to where you can't perceive it. So like maybe only certain people can really feel it, because, you know, like dogs sometimes bark at empty spaces, and then later on someone goes, I think there was a ghost in there and I sighted this person, you know, or someone else comes in and gets involved. So like maybe you kind of perceive it in a different way.
Have you ever had anything ghostly happen to you?
Yeah, it was my girlfriend's dad. He was visiting my family. Their family had always seen this weird kind of top head bowler hat guy, shadow figure. They would always catch him like trying to strangle him like right in bed, like while he's sleeping. Her mom would yell at it, and her brother saw it too. And then he came to visit here, and I kept catching like a glimpse out of my eye. And then I had walked into this room that he just left, and there's the same like shadow figure was standing on a actual wall, but there was a window behind it with light coming in. So like it wasn't a silhouette, because I kind of know lighting a little bit. So like it was like, and I wasn't wearing glasses, I had my contacts in. So it's like I didn't have any specks floating around, you know, like.
That's cool that you also could analyze it from a lot of different.
Yeah. Sounds so like I kind of pieced it all together.
That's like a possession. Isn't that like a possession? If they're if the ghost is like following the family.
Yeah. Apparently he also had Native American in his blood. So apparently it's something goes back to that, was what the family was telling me. I later talked to her mom about that. And
boy, that's crazy to think that maybe it's not places that's,
yeah,
like it's haunted, like it's people.
Yeah, it's following bloodlines around, even.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? I'll be right back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
What's I believe the skunk ape.
Yeah,
skunk ape. That's kind of in between area.
Have you seen alligators in the wild? What are some weird wild animals you've seen?
Yeah. I mean, I live down in Florida, and you'd see all sorts. I'd see like panthers down there and stuff. It's like, what the hell is a panther doing in the middle of Florida? But, and then, like for alligators. Real?
I didn't know they had panthers.
Yeah, they got a Florida panther, hence the hockey team.
Oh, oh my gosh. Oh, and then
is it black? What color is the panther?
It's all black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, growing up, scary. This one.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, they're big too. They're not small. They're like the size of like a lion.
Like because we've got mountain lions out here. So are they like that size?
They're probably a little bigger. They're like a female lion.
Holy shit!
And they just kind of look like
chilling.
Yeah, they look like the panther from Jungle Book. You know, they hang out in trees and stuff. It's like you look up and you're like, what the hell's that?
Fuck, are you serious?
Yeah,
oh my gosh, dude. I thought Australia was you know, Florida is Australia. It's just like,
oh, Florida's bonkers.
Fucking
dude, who cares about fucking Bigfoot when you have actual panthers just like living outside of your house? That's nuts.
I would wear like a metal cage around my neck if I was jogging or something, man.
Well, that's like, down there, in Florida, there is, like, growing up, there is all those carnivals, all the, I hate to say it, but the carnies would reside down there, and they bought all this land, like Barnabas and all that kind of stuff. So they had like these little mini zoos on their own property, and they didn't have to have like any kind of paperwork for them. There's just weird animals everywhere.
Does that like tie into the whole Tiger King thing that we had to suffer through early pandemic?
Yeah, basically they started using the weird animals into like tourist traps and stuff like that, just because there wasn't really laws and stuff to keep that kind of stuff.
Why would you write a rule that says a dog can't play basketball?
Yeah.
Exactly. No one thought that people would just take these dangerous animals and put them on show. I don't know. Yeah, it's weird because like we're from Colorado and like bears are scary and stuff, but I feel like fast cats are way scarier than lumbering bears.
Yeah, dude.
Well, some of those, like that, the North Carolina, they got that black bear. And that thing runs like 40 out miles per hour.
Yeah, but like, black bears are nice, right?
But bears, no. All you got to do with bears, if you see a bear, just drop your backpack and they'll think there's food in it. It'll investigate it.
That's the difference. Like bears, you can see coming, right? But like predator cats, their whole deal is that you can't see them until it's too late.
Totally. Especially like a bear, a black panther, walking, you can't man, see just the, like a shadow.
Overweight killer.
It would be cool to get killed by a panther, though.
Here in North Carolina, they got those red wolves, and those things are giant too. Like they're the size of a small horse.
Are they wolves?
Yeah, they're red wolves.
I'm sure I've heard of a red wolf, but I've never thought about it. They're just giant. They're like the Game of Thrones wolves.
Yeah, I think that's where they got the wolf pack.
How did we win? How did humans win? Fire? Just shoved fire in all their faces?
Yep. Fuck out of stick. Here. The old primate thing. I got a stick in a rock.
All right. Here's the question that's really going to separate you. Do you believe in psychics?
Yeah, in a way. Because I also feel like I don't know, I kind of jumble that up into like deja vu and stuff like that.
All those
like
sort of mysteries of the brain that we don't really.
Yeah, comprehend. Like your brain might skip and like replay something, but it feels like you're predicting it or you've been there before, you know. And so I'm sure some people might be. And then other people have just figured out ways to perceive individuals. Futures?
The cold reading stuff, like the con men kind of
thing. Then there's like guys that kind of tell the future, and they're like, oh, to me it seems like they all have different levels, everywhere from you have a thought of what's going to happen in the future and then it happening. Some people think they manifested it, and then other people can just kind of have an idea that's going to happen and oh, it happened. You know. So I think there's some truth to being a psychic, but not a solid form, I guess. To me, I haven't seen anyone that's like, you know, absolute psychic but that's just me.
Like, has anyone really met a legit psychic?
Makes you wonder, old-timey psychics that seem like they kind of knew like what was going to happen, this and that, were they kind of foreseeing the future, or were they, you know,
it's weird to think about older timey psychics, because it's just kind of like there's so much more pressure to be right, especially for like a king psychic. It's like, oh shit, dude.
Yeah,
like, you know, I think even less.
You know, like
it would be so easy to be a psychic in the old times, because when something didn't go right, you'd be like, you could just be like, well, you didn't listen to me. You did something else and it changed everything. You should have listened to me.
But
they don't buy it, then they just kill you. So who cares?
The wind was not blowing in the right direction.
Is there something that you did wrong? Is there someone we can sacrifice?
Yes. Bring out the virgins.
isn't the whole farmer's almanac kind of like a psychic deal?
Yeah.
They're using like science to kind of like zero in on the possible outcomes.
Yeah. Weather changing, when it's proper to grow this and that, when not to eat this because it's obviously bad.
Okay, last question. Do you believe in simulation theory? Do you believe we live in a simulation of some kind?
I don't know if it necessarily is like a set simulation for someone, but I feel like some people might get the idea that they're kind of running the treadmill.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you start tricking yourself into it. Some people might be stuck in an area, so to say, and it might feel like that, but I don't know if it really is a simulation.
So that's a no.
We'll go with no.
I mean, you gotta say no to one of these things.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I weigh both ends usually. It's like, you know, this could be possible for that individual, but it might not be possible for this individual.
Well, sure, but we're only interested in the individual that we're talking to now.
Yes. Okay. I don't feel like I'm in a simulation right now.
I mean, you're a straight up five. Like there's never been a five as strong as you since we since we've changed the WoW scale. Like you're a total Willy. So congratulations.
What's Team up, Willy?
I feel like we need some kind of t-shirt? Music. We need like some After Effects confetti to drop down or something.
Yeah,
we need the Willy version of da 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 da. Da.
What would that be? Just that, only in a different key. So that we don't get copyright.
It'd be an alien voice doing a reptilian person nice. Singing it.
You do the melody, and I'll do the alien voice. Okay, hit the button. Like that.
Just was it garble. That is great. As long as you drop confetti.
Friday was better. I always picture most aliens have Asperger's. It's like, you know, when you've experienced the universe, like you have issues.
I don't know. It might be interesting to, well, I don't even want to get into that. Because right now, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Sneferu's Bent Pyramid at Dashur. A failed construction? This thing has got two different angles in it, and we say that it is a failed construction, an early experiment in true pyramid building. We say they fucked up. We don't know shit. The Bent Pyramid, did they fuck up or did we? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
So I don't know. Cass, you know about this?
Yeah, I've read about it. Yes, I was
because you knew you were coming here to talk about it, or did you know about it previously?
I was looking into like temples around the globe there for a little while, and like large monuments.
It should be a religion, man. There's so many, and they're so unique, but they're also so very similar.
Yeah, there's like
I've never heard of this pyramid. I don't understand how a pyramid could be bent. So paint me a picture with words.
Right. So basically, I'm watching my hands so I can learn. No, the bottom half of the pyramid, the sides are very steep. The bottom half is steeper, and it would have made a pyramid that would have been three times as high.
Well, so it would have been like a Washington Monument kind of thing.
I mean, closer to that, but it's definitely like a pyramid size version of that.
So is it like a dollop of whipped cream in that it like leans to the side, or is it just
it leans to the middle? Yeah. So as you're looking at it.
Oh, well, so here's, I already know the answer. This is like when you're trying to build something with Legos and then you get halfway through and you realize you don't have enough of them. So you're like, well, I guess I can just increase the angle of this part, and then you finish it off.
Yeah? And so the main story, the accepted historical fact of it is that there's a couple cracks on the inside and like, oh, this thing can't support the big one we wanted to make, so let's just make a shorter one. Now, the guy who is credited for building this, Sneferu, he made three pyramids. This one, the Red Pyramid, which is right next door. And some.
Wait, I'm sorry, where is this?
This is about 25 miles north of Cairo.
Oh, so we're still in pyramid territory. This is not like a South American thing.
And his son is credited as building the Great Pyramid.
Okay.
And this one is about, they say, 2600 BC, so about 4,500 years ago.
Anything over a couple hundred years, it loses all concept of time to me.
Was it like the second one that was built or something?
In this area. And it's weird. I don't know enough about pyramids, even though I fucking look it up all the time.
Yeah. I'm just like, well, how the hell did they do that?
Do you think
it was just like my father walked so that I could run or whatever? And like his dad is just like, I don't know, man. I just want to build like a fucking triangle, but I can't figure it out.
The history of it is weird because there were a lot of step pyramids, which, are more like Mario Brothers version of a pyramid.
I always attribute those to like the fucking Aztecs or Mayans or whatever.
Yeah. Well, but the main step pyramid in Egypt, it's like there's a few of them out there and they use smaller bricks. And I'm like, they have a history of these kings and these rulers of these pyramids. My personal belief is that this is just when they inhabited them, they didn't build them. If they did build them, I could believe this too if there was just a complete loss of the technology they used to build it. And here's the other thing: I don't think we know what pyramids are. That they still say that they're all tombs.
You're getting so far ahead of the point, though. Like we know that we've heard you say that.
There's no mummy in it or underneath it. This one.
Well, but aren't there not in any of them?
Basically, like the Great Pyramid, right? There is a chamber underneath the pyramid. They claim they found a mummy in there, but the mummy's missing. They claim that everything was stolen out of that room, basically. And it's not the king's chamber. The king's chamber in the pyramid was empty. There's a sarcophagus in there, they say, but there's no lid.
Is the king's chamber the one that has like that air chute that goes out to side?
Yeah.
From the king's chamber, there are some chambers of the Great Pyramid. There are chambers that aim out at Orion's belt at different times of the year. And some, in my realm, they speculate that when you that somehow the energy is being sent out to a portal to these areas, the different times of the year.
Cass, weigh in. What are you thinking?
I mean, I'm sure there's reasoning on where they put stuff, but whether or not, it was all one guy's idea, like this would really, kind of bring everything together, or if there's a functionality to it, I think that's a tough one because it's, that's a lot of stuff because there's intricate like pathways inside there and there's like stairwells and like things that you wouldn't, like there's pavement, you'd have to like cart water over there in order to like mix it.
And if
What's
you
the
look
difference between pavement and cement?
It's the same pretty thing. It's just what it's made of. Yeah, pavement's like the really smoother stuff. And cement's like what you usually build like a foundation on.
It didn't have any of these chambers or anything?
No, it does.
It does.
Oh, it does.
The accepted history is that to prevent people from robbing the graves, they did not have any entrances on the pyramids. So like even the Great Pyramid that, there was no entrance.
Wait, can I stop you?
See. Yeah.
Because I thought, the Winchester. Let's not get into that. I thought that you didn't catch me up on your beliefs here real quick, because I thought you didn't believe that pyramids were a burial shrine.
No, I think that they are all machines of some sort. So like the Great Pyramid, like there was no entrance on it and they didn't know how to get inside of it for a long time.
Okay. Yeah.
And in the early 1900s, they just started digging. They just started chipping away at the brocks.
So they just think there's treasure in it.
Yeah, yeah. And
the real reason there's no door is because there is no treasure.
That's
supposedly
what
from you. Yeah.
And so they got in and didn't find anything. And they're like, oh, people must have gotten here before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why not? I mean, it's 4,000 years old or something.
But they also there also was not an entrance into it. You know what I mean? They had to they basically broke a hole into it, found a chamber, and then looked around in it.
Yep, kept chiseling away.
Whether they built the pyramids or not, they're not tombs. People that were buried underneath them, I don't think that they were put there in the ceremonial way of like, this is your gravestone.
There are people buried beneath them, though.
They have found remains, body remains under a couple of them. But like I said,
is it Jimmy Hoffa? What if it's Jimmy Hoffa?
Just one of the workers? The guy?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like someone died and they're like, let's just cover it. Yeah. What are we doing?
We'll make a little box around him, make it look cool and move on our way.
Right. And like when you look at like tombs, that because even I understand that they didn't want people to rob these things. So they definitely like have false tombs that forget about pyramids, just like where they buried, you know, the Valley of the Kings is where they found a lot of kings buried. They're not attached to any pyramids. But when you go in them, there's beautifully decorated rooms. They painted on the walls. It's filled with all kinds of shit. None of the walls in any of the pyramids have any writing or hieroglyphs or anything on them. And
so it's like it was a mislead is what you're saying.
I mean, I'll go into it now. I think that the pyramids are meant to resonate frequencies, and they're not supposed to have entrances because they aren't. Okay. So there's one guy on,
okay.
I fall into two realms. Okay. Go on.
But before you get into that stuff, Cass, do you have any thoughts on what the actual pyramids and are we separating the bent pyramid with these pyramids, or are we just talking pyramids?
I want to get into the bent pyramid because it still has a lot of the casing stones on it. When you look at the Great Pyramid, it's like it looks like a bunch of stones. You know, and you see that top part that was still smooth. The bent pyramid still has most of the smooth sides, the casing stones. And it's weird because they call them casing stones, but it really looks more like a smooth concrete that was put on top of it.
Yeah.
Because they're not individual. Sure, there might be some outlines on the outside, but like if you look at it, it's like they melted stone on top of the pyramid that they built.
Yeah, I play Civilization 6. I've seen pyramids. Cassie, what are you thinking? Do you think what do you keep calling them, tombs? Do you think they're tombs, or you think they're are they unknown? What do you think? Do you think, because Willie believes that they're like a power source? He might be changing that tonight. We'll get into it, but. What are your thoughts on pyramids in general, I guess?
I know they're, you know, obviously a monument for whoever was slapping them together. It just seems a little over the top for one individual or two individuals to be entombed in this giant structure, unless they're like getting sucked out into a different realm and they need a pyramid in order to
the biggest narcissist of their time.
Yeah.
You just made me think, because I referenced the Washington Monument earlier, like, and it's not going to stand the test of time because it's too skinny or whatever. But like, if we all die off and another civilization comes, they're going to create whatever they want out of that. Right. And for us, it's just like, oh yeah, we built that because our stupid fucking founder, like whatever.
Yeah. Was into the Freemasons shit. Were like, yeah, I can build that. So the Freemasons were
challenge.
I can build everything.
Someone needs to present the Freemasons with build the pyramid. If you think you're so good at masonry, build the pyramid.
I went to one of their temples down in Long Beach. It was closed down and boarded up, but everyone would break in there. And that structure just stood in the middle of Locust and Seventh. And it's just like this giant smooth brick. And there's two stairways to get upstairs. And other than that, the windows upstairs weren't windows. They were just holes cut out in the cement. And there was no like break on anything. It's kind of gnarly.
Really?
Yeah. It's down in Long Beach. I don't know if it's still there. They might have knocked it down, but it used to have a fence around it, and we'd slip to the fence and go in there on our way back from the bar.
That sounds cool.
And check it out. It's like, this thing's nuts, because it was huge and empty, but all like smooth pavement all the way across, kind of like the some of the pyramids.
Yeah, or like what the pyramids looked like before the whatever Willie's casing stones before they were removed.
So here's the thing. The official story is that this thing, they failed in construction. There's cracks on the inside, so it wasn't going to support the weight. So they changed the angle on it. So the crazy facts about this pyramid, which the reason why this is a topic is because it was only open to the public in 2019, ever since 1965. And mostly because it's like right next to like military installations. It's like it was off limits. Mm-hmm. Nobody's really studied it for a long time. And so they got it ready for the public. So there are pictures online of before and after. Because it still has the outer casing stones on it. And it also has the foundation stones still, like, you know, as far as the pyramids are concerned, yeah, sure, you've got these giant blocks that are put together and they fit perfectly, and then the casing stones on top. The foundation stones are, you know, 20 times bigger than the ones that they build the pyramids with, and they don't move. Like, you know, you can build a building and sink into the ground a little bit, and these do not move, and there was water running underneath them, a lot of them. This one's crazy because what they think is that none of the pyramids had entrances because they were trying to hide the tombs, even though whatever. This one did have an entrance on the outside. If you look at it, some people think that there is a, because it's all been reconstructed, they put doors on it that they can lock, but they think that there are a couple telltale signs that there was a movable stone door on it before. But I also don't think that they were meant for people to go into, because if you watch people travel through these tunnels, it's very precarious. It's steep angles. There were stairs in a couple spots that they actually remade, but you're going down these steep chambers that are skinny and like hard to get into.
But it's important that it has a door, right? Or do you think this is a trial run kind of thing?
I think if there was a door, it was probably to either, according to the history, it was an earlier one, and maybe they had to do some sort of maintenance on them or do something in them, you know? Because I don't fully understand, but what I think they are.
To me, it just seems like, oh, if I'm going to build this thing, I kind of want to put a door in there just so that I can get in there if I want to. It feels weird. It feels so like final to completely seal it off, you know?
For sure. I think that, you know, when you have running water, it creates a magnetic field. And I think that these things collected that energy and resonated different frequencies around the pyramid, whether it be for like a Wi-Fi sort of energy, or I'm leaning more towards now sound healing, that like these things resonated energy and you could go up to them and heal yourself from just being around it. So maybe you weren't supposed to go inside, but the point of it was to heal us and prolong our lives. And so every pyramid resonates a different frequency inside. And the bent pyramid, it's bent. It actually has two chambers in it, which the other ones don't. And so each chamber, I think, resonates at a different frequency to create a harmonic. And I think that each pyramid heals different things. And this harmonic one is very specific too. But it has two chambers in it. And if you watch people going into these things, I don't know how the fuck these people do it, but there's people on TikTok that get into the pyramids and like sing in them. And it's just like fucking echoing, sounds brilliant. I'm like, well, it wasn't, maybe our voices could resonate healing frequencies. But I also think it's more about capturing the energy of the water and projecting that out to everybody. If humans lived longer and, you know, our record keeping back then was not the same. I'm just going like, how much different would it be for us if these periods lasted thousands of years instead of hundreds? You know, like it wouldn't affect our reading of that history. They don't say what year it was. They tell you when the rulers were.
They say when people died and stuff.
they don't say the year. I think that's a thing we, I'll look into it, but I feel like it's a thing that we identify to, not them.
I just thought it was funny that they probably used this corridor to transport giant rock.
Yeah. Like if you look at the size of people's trucks right now.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it's, so that's kind of weird. Like they must have used a winch and some rope and they somehow wheeled it down in there. It's like,
yeah, like they're just carts.
And we didn't find any of that shit. I'm like, well, yeah, it was wood. They burned it.
You can't tell me that stuff doesn't break or whatever. And it seemed like they had someone, a cleanup crew that came through and cleaned everything out. Let's make this look nice. This ruins the acoustics.
Clean up all this shit.
Yeah. This is making everything wrong.
And one theory that I thought of today was, what if it had nothing to do with Earth and these pyramids, the reason why these aim at different points is because they're actually trying to either a portal or send energy to planets where they live. It's like, oh, if we can build pyramids on this planet, send us some of the energy from Earth, you know, like it's like collecting energy from different solar systems. I'm like, oh, that's fucking cool. I don't know.
Definitely. Could be like communication wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a big long aluminum can connected by a string.
Yeah, exactly.
Style.
It's like, hey, we're over here.
the string burned up. The string burned up. It used to be a string that connected to.
I just hear myself.
Yeah, I mean that. My problem with this, with the healing thing, I could buy the communication thing. Maybe, I don't know. It's a long way to go to send a fucking. Also, doesn't sound not travel through space, but this would be a different kind of energy than sound, I guess.
Yeah,
right. Sound, there's no sound, but the vibration energy would still.
Yeah, it wouldn't necessarily have to be communication through sound. You know, it could be, you know, like data.
Aren't the old telegrams not? They're based on. Aren't they based? I don't know how telegrams
based
work.
On electric.
Yeah, it was just electric pulses.
That's where you got the Morse code and all that jazz.
But you had to have the wire, yeah.
But it wasn't a sound, right? It was a frequency.
Yeah.
It was just cutting off power, but it made a noise.
Yeah.
It's
like it was putting out a frequency that was, and then you just stop it in order to make it say words.
And in Cub Scouts, we built one from our house's like outlet. It pulled the thing off and we made like a telegram. So I guess I do know. I do know how they're made.
Yeah.
the whole energy thing makes me think, because that means they're evil. Because that means they're taking Earth's, all of the energy that belongs to the Earth and like sending it to their planet.
It's like Megatron taking the Energon cubes from Earth, right, and sending them to Shockwave.
Yeah. Except for the Energon cubes are from Cybertron. So they're repossessing.
Robbing and stealing.
Well, at one point they took our resources and turned them into Energon. So they were like, but it was oil.
But the whole thing with the pyramid is, it's like, that seems, if that's the reason, if they're sucking the energy out of the water, that seems deceitful, right? Because energy can't be created. So you're just taking the energy.
And I don't buy that. I lean more towards the healing. And I think because humans lived longer, more than 100 years. And so
who would want to do that?
That's tough. That's a tough dilemma right there. But yeah, I'm sure they can. I'm sure there's a guy sitting somewhere that's 200 and some odd years old and just chilling.
And none of these pyramids work anymore because none of them are near water anymore. None of them have the running water underneath them, which is what you need. That's the most important part.
Yeah.
But how does it go under? That's what I don't understand.
There are old school tunnels. When you have a river, a giant river, there are always tunnels that branch off. And so if you look at all these pyramids, they go deep, deep, deep. And then they're like, what's that for? And they find some other tunnel that leads somewhere.
Well, hang on, because a lot of my question is that I don't understand the pyramids as well as you guys do. How far under the ground do the pyramids, do the actual stones from the pyramids go?
There's a foundation that is at ground level. The pyramids are built on top of that foundation. Within that foundation, which is usually built out of bedrock, it's like made of the stones from there. They didn't like move the stones in. I feel like they cut the stones there in place. There are tunnels underneath those, and that brings the water to the pyramid. There's like tunnels in that either run it underneath it.
So they dig down, they dig all the sand out, and they get to the actual ground.
I don't think it was sand. I don't think there was any sand in that area when these were all built, because it was all fertile land. The river was right there. So the sand came in and dusted over the whole thing, filled everything up.
From where? The river? Doesn't the river go to the ocean?
Yeah, but the river is like, I'm guessing, I don't know anymore. I'm guessing it's like 60 miles away from these pyramids. Like it just, it's been so long.
No, but that doesn't answer my question. Where'd the sand come from?
The sand came from the whole area turning to drought.
Yeah, like stuff decaying, it kind of just broke up and then it...
That's how you get sand?
Well, it's similar to like, you know, when you burn shit down, you got a bunch of ash.
So we could
basically your environment slowly kind of breaking away.
Mostly the area became more dry. It's really more about the amount of
water. Let's go back to the healing thing. It bums me out. Because how would that be a frequency that we have yet to discover? Like, why would building a big pyramid make a frequency that we don't know about that would heal us?
It's not that we don't know about the frequency. It's that they don't work anymore because the water isn't running underneath them.
Well, no, I understand that. But I mean, if we have that frequency, we're very good at like taking things and making them smaller. We don't need to build pyramids to recreate the frequency, right?
Yeah. One idea that I'm into is that each chakra of your body represents those different frequencies. And, right. It is a big eye roll, but I'm like, dude, I think that these pyramids are all the different chakras that,
So the two leading theories right now in terms of this discussion are it's a healing vibrational thing or a communication thing or an energy sapping device.
Yeah, the energy is interesting because this is the whole thing about the pyramids is that it's the casing stones are made of a limestone that is insulating. And so it is made exactly like an energy wire. The outer limestone is an insulator, and the inner limestone blocks are conductive. When you have that, if there was energy going through there and it's all capped off, there's a couple points where that energy would come out of. And I don't know where they are on this. I haven't seen pictures of the tunnels going out of it or anything like that. But like the Great Pyramid, those shafts are open air. And so one idea, and because the top stone is missing, that some people suppose that was like a gold pyramid on top to shoot out that energy. You know, gold's the best thing on earth to not have any energy loss.
Anyone ever just thought that like the chambers and the air chutes and stuff are the actual clues into how they built the pyramids and that it's nothing more than just a big thing that they wanted to build?
You're saying that like maybe those are air shafts for them to build it and that's it kind of thing? Or yeah, that there's so clues?
I don't know. I'm saying like, yeah, well, I guess it could be air shafts. I just mean it could just be every empty chamber in a pyramid could be a utilitary function to how they built them. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just thinking of like Mount Rushmore. If we all die off and cavemen come and they're like, whoa, how'd they do that? What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. Yeah. We just carved it, you know?
Yeah. These four gods look like humans.
Right.
Yeah. That guy looks like me with funny hair.
four doppelgangers in the future show up and be like, hey,
I like this guy's style.
We're important.
I think there should be a hat on Abe. I don't know why he doesn't have a hat. I feel like totally. We should do what are those?
You want to raise funds for them to put a hat on Lincoln?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah. And you know what? It doesn't need to be made out of rock.
No, I want it to be a fur hat.
I want it to be a big inflatable helium balloon.
I want it to be made out of the Panthers of Florida. Cass, what do you think? You already pitched that it's a communication device. Do you think it's an energy thing? I mean,
like bats hang out in the bent one, I know for sure. Because they've actually have like photographs of the inside with like bats flying around.
Isn't that just because it's cavernous though?
Yeah, you would think, but it's kind of out there in the middle of nowhere. So what are
have bats.
They're munching on scorpions or something. I don't know what else would be. I don't know. That's a movie reference or something.
This is like third graders talking about history. Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, I saw it in The Mummy.
But, but they don't travel through like sight or anything like that. So they weren't like, they bounced that frequency off of it and was like, oh, this looks like a cool place to check out and like fly in there. Like, huh.
That is kind of interesting because they are, sonar creatures or whatever. But I don't know. Do you guys believe in sound baths? And like, I already know Willie's answer, but Cass, do you believe in like the healing properties of auditory signals and vibrations?
I think there's a rhyme and reason to it because people find comfort and they, soothing or so on so far. Like, they listen to hard rock, you get all jazzed up. So like it can be a mood stimulator for sure. So I'm sure there's other ways to kind of harness all that and use it for other things.
Hey, you guys going to the concert tonight? They're playing the same note over and over and over again.
Yeah, I'm not wearing the same note every time. I don't want that to bother my, reception of the energy.
Yeah. I just like everything disturbed. It's like,
they're probably just a bunch of fucking ravers or whatever. Like, what kind of hallucinogens did ancient Egypt have? They probably just took those and banged on the pyramid all night.
Oh, dude, what's the main flower there that you see in all the pictures? That was a huge
lotus
hallucinogen. Yeah, lotus.
The lotus is a hallucinogen. Why aren't we doing it?
Right, and they have so many drawings of them holding them. It's like, okay, what are you guys doing here?
Yes. Okay. So I cracked it. It's they would bang on that thing and they'd get real stone and they would see God.
And then they made up crazy things that we are learning about now. And like,
yeah, they're like, you know what? This would be great.
the pyramid structure itself can harness the energy of vibrating frequencies and focus it into one point.
I feel like I don't know what there was to do back then. It seems like you would do that. Get stone and make a giant pyramid just that would vibrate.
In the realm of them thinking that this thing was a failed pyramid, there's some cedar beams in it. The official story is that these cedar beams like have some structural properties. And I'm like, dude, these cedar beams don't have anything to do with the structure of the pyramid. It's like... Yeah. Thousands of pounds of stone. There aren't a few cedar beams having anything to do with structure.
What's not going to do anything.
just decoration? Just to add to the point that like we've like fucking we don't know shit about the pyramids and mostly because they don't work. And so you can go in there and it'll still I think kick up some energy because but without that water, like, and in the same vein, the parallel, I've mentioned this before, but like they're finding now that these giant cathedrals built not even that long ago, they have stained glass circles with like basically cymatic energy symbols as the stained glass. And that the bells in those churches resonate those same frequencies. So there's the lost information is that resonant frequency energy. And this, you know, Tesla says it too. If you want to learn how the universe works, it's frequency. I don't know the other two, whatever. But basically, like, he got it and came up with everything that we use today. And he doesn't get credited for all of those things.
Yeah.
And we don't talk about him like he invented any of this shit. He's lost with the pyramids. It's like, we don't understand what the fuck the pyramids are. We don't understand what the fuck Tesla did. And so we don't talk about him like he's that special. We give it all to Edison.
Yeah.
Who just purchased all of his shit.
Yeah. He stole most of it. It's like, here's a nickel.
Give me all. So if you want to learn about the pyramids, learn about Tesla, you know? Probably the more modern version of us somehow learning something from that energy.
Weird twist at the end. All of a sudden we're on Tesla, the crackpot who thought that electricity came out of the ground.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, I guess. I've said this before about Tesla. It's not a good model. It's not sustainable. What could one of those Tesla coils power? A fucking RC car?
I mean the coil was nothing like the device that he supposedly built that a lot of people don't believe he built, you know, the free energy device. Like, that plan needed running water underneath it and needed tunnels to go underground, and it models what we think the energy pyramids are. That's why I bring
why
it
is
up.
It like, why is it not someone's life work to divert some water and dig some tunnels and throw it under the pyramid and see what happens.
Right. And in the same vein, how come all of Tesla's work isn't public? You know, they took it, the government took it all. Yeah. They used to put it all behind
the Mount Rushmore.
It was Trump's uncle
who took all of his files from him when he died.
That's why he's so rich.
Well, is he?
He was working for the military. It's not like the Trump had his own money. He
not
was just working
Trump
for
now.
The government.
Yeah.
But all I right. will say, I do believe that this is being withheld from us. I don't think that, like, it's not just because we can't figure it out. I feel like it is. There are people that have the information.
They like to call it lost technology. So you're like, oh, we lost that. It's like, all right, well, when you had it, why didn't you hand it out?
Yeah, or at least profit off of it.
Yeah,
you know,
use it to your better.
It's just gone. I think the pyramids are nothing. I think they're just monoliths that they wanted to construct because they were obsessed with power. And they're like, fuck, what are we going to do with all these slaves? We killed all of our enemies. Let's make them build a giant triangle. That'll be fun.
I mean, if you're an army marching up to this thing to say to introduce yourselves, you know, it's like very intimidating. Holy
sure.
shit! What the fuck?
Yeah. Cass, what final thoughts on this?
They're giant compasses. They tell you where you're going. I'm going towards it. I'm going away from it.
They're just landmarks.
Yeah. We can't see the stars during the day, so let's build them on the land. That's really funny.
Let's block them out. Well, Cass, thanks for being here. We're going to continue the conversation on our more episode, but do you want to shout out any plugs or social media handles or anything?
Ask Rasmussen pretty much anywhere on the internet, emails, all that jazz. YouTube's, IMDb's.
Do you
want to find me?
Do you have beef with everyone named Cash?
No. But really? I do get called that quite a bit. But
I mean, I hate all Wayne's.
It doesn't help that either. So,
ooh, does anybody call you Cass Money? What's up, Cass Money?
Yeah. In like younger years, kids in school would just try to figure out ways to use my name differently.
Yeah.
Well, ass is
cold, hard.
Yeah,
Cass.
Casshole was like, you know, the classic. You're such a casshole. So,
does it stand for something? I don't know.
No,
feel like you're the only.
That's my number one question. What's that stand for? Does that stand for something? No, it just says Cass on my driver's license.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And don't even ask me like where my parents came from. They're just like, we just decided to call you Cass.
Well, it's nice. Cass Rasmussen. It's got a nice, it's got a ring to it.
Middle name's Henry. Oh, Cass Henry Rasmussen. That's the Midwestern part.
It should be Cass Ash Rasmussen. That would be cool.
That would be.
Cass Ash Rasmussen. Molybdenum, some weird element. Molybdenum Rasmussen.
There's be too many letters. That's why they had to make the first name short.
My middle name is, I still am unsure about how to spell my middle name. I mean, I know, but like, it's Everett.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know how to spell it. I thought it was an A.
I don't spell mine very often. Sometimes I'm like, where's the R go? I'm like, Arnry? Oh, crap. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Remember, go to patreon.com/relifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week, and you can get access to this bonus episode that we're about to launch into right now. Cass, thanks for being here, man.
Thank you for having me.
Willie, I guess we've passed the point of you saying anything else. I don't know. Plugs, you got anything? Anything in the works?
You know, you guys have both been in the Blood Blade. It's an audio drama that we did for Frequency 101. Frequency 101's dead. We're going to finish our last two episodes and then try to release that somehow. So follow Willie Bad Movies.
They're just quitting?
At, Instagram. Yeah, they don't want to put any more energy or resources into it because it's there aren't that many submissions. So
oh, it's so weird how you have to actually work to make something work, you know? I don't know who's in charge of that. I'm not throwing shots or anything. Okay. Thanks for listening. I'm trying to think of the closing. It is just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We will see you next time.
Excuse me for a second. Do you like music? Does your project need a beat? Call Quits for all your musical and soundscaping needs. You can find them on Instagram at quits.life and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/quits.life. Reach out. Let's talk. Listen, we've had personal experiences with him. He's a friend of the show. He's done music for our stream. He did a 3-hour mix a couple times, and it's very good. And he's done last-minute music for us for our movie. If you don't need music, just go to his Instagram and his SoundCloud and give him a follow. He's a great musician, and you're going to love his stuff. But if you do need music, reach out to Quits. You're going to be happy.